On the phone with us this morning, we've got Kim De La Pena, and she is with eVentures, and there are companies that are now hiring, and the Lubbock Job Fair is manana, April 15, 10 till 3. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks so much for having me on.
You're welcome. Okay, so tell us what's cooking over at the job fair tomorrow. It starts at 10 a.m., correct?
It does. We have a lot going on. We've got roughly 30 companies that are coming out from, you know, just a vast, wide variety of industries.
Yeah, I'm looking at your flyer. You've got electrical companies, Seminole Hospital District, energy companies, Ashley Furniture.
Transportation.
Midland Memorial Hospital, Texas Department of Public Safety, the Lubbock Police Department, the Army
Police Department,
Halliburton, Texas Tech University Hospitality Services. Now, what in the heck is Nova Mud?
Nova Mud, there's a lot of oil companies that deal with mud for the oil and gas industry, and that's what they take care of.
Okay, so those are the slush companies.
Right, and then we've got Sanjel USA, a lot of the big-name oil companies such as Halliburton and like that.
Yeah, slush being the discharge that comes out of the hole, you know?
Right.
When they're drilling the wells. And
exactly.
Of course, there's a lot of it when you're just drilling a residential water well, but when you're drilling a well for oil or gas, gets ugly.
It gets messy.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of it. Now, also, Town Square Media, the company that holds the purse strings for this radio station and five others in the market, and I think about 500-plus others across the country, is there. So if you're looking to relocate, that's an option for you, too.
Doesn't that make you a little nervous when the company that you work for has a job fair with openings? You're like, oh.
Like I said, I'm going to ride the wave till it hits the beach. And when it does, I'll just buy a new surfboard, find another beach, catch another wave.
Well, Kim, what do people need to bring with them to the job fair?
They need to bring lots of resumes. Each of these companies would love to get a resume from every person that walks through the door, whether they have experience or not. You never know what company is hiring for which positions. They need to come professionally dressed for the industry that they're looking for. Three-piece suits for the oil and gas industry doesn't really work, but if you're wanting to get into sales or if you're wanting to get into an admin position, then you need to dress the part. The same for working for the oil field. Come in jeans, clean jeans, work boots, and a work shirt. Something that fits the industry.
Sure.
They need to probably bring a notepad and a pencil, and that way they can jot down notes. And, of course, applications will be available for those that don't have resumes ready by tomorrow.
You know, one thing that I've always kind of thought about is job fair etiquette. No, I know appropriate dresses, and that's cool and everything, but, you know, if you're working for one company and you have a business card, you know, isn't it kind of uncool to walk up and just, here's my card? You know, I mean, shouldn't you have some, maybe, like, have contact information on a card that just has your personal information rather than the company card that you're working for? You know, that kind of shows a little forethought. Like, you know, you got to be smarter than the business card. You know?
Absolutely, yeah. The same, you know, people will apply to another position using their work email, and that's a big no-no also. It's kind of the same thing. It's etiquette. You know, but come in with information such as your resume. Resumes are pretty much a business card for people looking for positions, but there are some people who want to go to the next level up and make those generic business cards with their contact email or their personal email and their contact information. That's a really good point.
Well, is there help for people who may not know how to put a resume together?
Absolutely. They can actually access probably around several hundred websites that give them step-by-step instructions as well as templates to put together resumes. They can also go to any local workforce center and they will help them to create a very specific resume for their skills.
You know, back to, you know, your business email and using your current business card as a form of contact information and things like that. One thing to kind of think about as an employer, what I look at when somebody walks in and they apply with me or they interview or bring me a resume, I look at some of the things that they do and the way that they handle themselves. And if they're out of bounds and inappropriate when they're trying to get a job, just imagine how many kinds of hell you're going to have once they get it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's absolutely true. I mean, if they are rude and obnoxious when they're interviewing for a job or interviewing for a job, imagine what they're like when they're relaxed and comfortable.
Well, right? What I find more often than not as an employer, people have this sense of entitlement, like theirs doesn't stink, like it's a privilege for me to, you know, talk to them. I had somebody that I talked to the other day, a recent college graduate, zero experience, looking for an administrative assistant, you know, from the city of Houston, and said, well, I realize that I can't start out at where I would be in Houston because the cost of living here is different, but I think I could start out at $55,000.
Oh, my.
Like, wow.
Wow.
I graduated from Texas. I was maybe they're getting high. I graduated from Texas Tech, too, and my diploma wasn't quite worth that much. Kim De La Pena, appreciate you being with us. Adventures, if somebody wants to give you a call or find you, you're at www.adventures, like EventuresCF.com. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much for having me on.